I was preaching Wednesday morning and somebody stopped in the middle of my message and they said, "Pastor, you are funny." Well, thank you. In the book of Proverbs, I don't know, I haven't taught out of Proverbs in years. Right, son? In years. In the third chapter, something very profound hit me. Just floored me, Brother Gregory. How you feeling today? Feeling straight? Okay. Not tired? Not really? Good. That means he's getting used to his job. Y'all have to forgive me. I got water over here and coffee over there. At least it was over there. It's behind me. My son, forget not my law. Amen. But let thine heart keep my commandments. Don't worry, I'm not going to preach this for an hour. Maybe. No, I'm just teasing. Keep my commandments. The word keep means to watch or to guard the word of God. You've got to watch and you've got to guard it. Because at every instance, there's something in your life trying to separate you from it. For length of days and long life. Amen. For length of days and long life. And peace shall they add to thee. Pastor Keys teaches all the time how the word will do what? It will expose itself. It will reveal itself. It will give you a revelation of itself. We don't need to have a revelation of the word of God because God will give it to us. When it says that length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. What is it? When you guard the word and protect the word that God has given you. What do I mean by that? God has given each and every one of you an individual word to get you through what it is that you're dealing with. You can't get through on my word. I can't get through on your word. You have to have a personal relationship and have a word from the Lord for yourself. You've got to protect that word and you've got to guard that word against everything that will come to separate you. For if you guard and you protect that word, you shall have what? You shall have length of days and long life. And peace shall they add to thee. The length of days and the long life will add peace to you. Amen. The word length also speaks of not just time or season or internet, but it also speaks of strength. It will add to you. It will press to you. What does the word of God say? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and all these things shall be what? They can't be added unless you do what? Seek. The word of God is so simple, Brother Tony, and we make it so deep. And then we wonder why we can't understand it. So I don't know about you, but I'm kind of looking for length of days and long life. And I want peace to be added unto me for the length and the duration of my life. Peace is hard. Oh man, peace is hard to keep. Because your mind is working on a 24/7 basis. It don't want you to have no joy. Not going to go into that. It says, let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Somebody look at your neighbor and say, I won't let mercy forsake me. Because mercy means loving kindness or grace. It says, but see, The key to this whole verse is it says, let not. That means it's up to you. Okay. We need the prophet, the teacher, the pastor, the evangelist, and the apostle for the edifying or the building of the church. But you have to decide not to let. That's right. For if you'll let, you'll let. Yeah. If you don't, it won't. It says, let not mercy or loving kindness or grace forsake thee or leave thee or get away from thee. Yeah. But what it says is bind them or tie them together or yoke them to yourself. I'd rather yoke kindness and mercy to myself rather than trial and tribulation and hatred and strife and envy and jealousy and malice. You know what I'm getting at. But we somehow or another, we have yoked these things to ourselves. Yeah. We have become one with them. We have become one with them. Bind them about your neck. Why? Because the neck controls which way the head goes. Y'all didn't hear me. Your neck, you figure you just turn your head because you want to. Get a crook in your neck. Get a spasm in your neck and see which way you look. I have a friend that I bought with Mother Relaford. His name is Phil Watson. Well, when I first met him, his head was, it was like this. And I used to think he did it on purpose. So I used to tease him all the time. What's that, that Taco Bell commercial? Oh, somebody got it. Where the guy's neck was, what do they call it? Don't nobody remember, they had a commercial where when you eat Taco Bell, your neck was like that. Huh? Well, that was a commercial. And every time you ate Taco Bell, your head would go. And I used to tease him. Yeah, your head would go sideways. I used to tease him. And he said, I hope you're having fun. I go, what do you mean? He says, that's the way I am. I go, you serious? He go, yeah. I felt about this big. Oh, I used to call him Taco Neck Syndrome. I say, Phil, you got Taco Neck Syndrome. He never got offended. He laughed. You know why he laughed? Because he realized in spite of his condition, it was his condition. And it didn't matter what I had to say about it. He had to wake up the next morning and live with it. Guess who it made feel like garbage? Me. Y'all act like I'm so much older than y'all. We don't know what you're talking about. I know I'm a little old, but dear Lord. Bind them about your neck. Write them. Engrave, it says engrave them. How many got a tattoo and wish you could get it off? But you have to think about the pain you got to go through to get it off. So it's simpler to keep it. God wants you to tattoo his word on you. He wants you to engrave it. When we were kids, because I didn't like pain. They used to take pencils and take the rubber on the pencil. I know, that's too old for y'all too. And write names on their skin. Aren't you going to do it? Not today. And not tomorrow or the next day. Is it painful? Yes. Was I going to do it? No. But God said, engrave. Engrave them upon the table or upon your heart of thine heart. That means two different things. When it talks about table, it means about sometimes we become callous in our hearts because of the circumstances and the situations that we go through. Yeah. We become callous because of the way we've been treated. Ain't nobody in here like that. But God said if you write it on there, it'll do what? It will affect. If you engrave it on there, eventually it will penetrate the callousness and the hardness of your heart, and it will begin to affect your feelings and your intellect. Oh, I don't know about you, but I think I need the Word of God to affect my intellect. Because it can think some crazy stuff. And I can feel some out-of-body experiences that I need to get back into and control. If you do these things, so shalt thou find, attain, or acquire favor, kindness, or pleasantness. Some of y'all work with some folks that are downright, I'm going to say a word that you will understand, devils. They just outright devils. Not that they're a devil per se, but they have that attitude, that rebellious mentality. And they have no greater joy than to making you unhappy. There's some folks in your heart. Help me, Jesus. Thou shalt find, attain favor, kindness, and pleasure, and good. What the word good does is strengthens the word favor with the same meanings, but it also has to deal with prosperity. Not prosperity, but posterity and wealth. Know that scripture says, and God beautifies the meek. Thank you, dear. Amen. Give me some help, long as it's right. Amen. And he does. You don't think so? Past some of your friends that's the same age you are. And you've been serving God. You have to bite your tongue. You say, my God, where they been? And you have to remind them, aren't we the same age? When you're walking away, you're like, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Not because they are in the way they are, but that God has kept you. Amen. God has kept you. Don't worry, I'm working up to something. I'm almost finished, too. I know somebody said, I don't believe it. That's a good, you're right, but I'm working on it. You will find favor and good understanding. Well, glory to God. The word understanding means insight. You will find good insight. There are people that you want to know why they do what they do. God will show you. You need to know why folks do you the way they do you. We make our favorite word, they just don't have no heart. They got a heart, Brother John, but they don't know what to do with it. Amen. I'm having a good time. Y'all just don't know it. It says, you shall have understanding, or you shall have insight. Amen. In the sight, or in the presence of God and who? Man. Listen to this. I got really tickled with this, Sister Diane. The word man there means Adam. Well, it's Adam, but it also means Adam. What Adam means, it also covers, how many of y'all got hypocrites in y'all life? I always want to tell you how to live. What you need to do for God. What you ain't doing right. And then every now and then you catch them with their mask off. And you say to yourself, who they think they are? How are they going to pass judgment on me?
Amen.
Well, God will give you favor with the hypocrites in your life. God's trying to tell you something. That he will work for you if you guard the word and engrave it in your intellect and in your understanding. God will work for you. Where you at, God? He working. I can't see you. He's still working. I got to get to moving. Then it says, trust. Somebody say trust. That means to confide or have faith in. But then there's another word that I like even more. It means to make him your refuge. Then he becomes your hiding place. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow or the anointing of the Almighty or the Creator of all things. That means that God has the power to change. It's kind of unfortunate though, Brother Darius, that he wants you to change first. It's quiet in here now. Because our favorite thing is, I ain't done nothing. I hear that a lot. I ain't done nothing. I kind of like it when y'all quiet. Y'all can hear this next verse. So as you trust in the Lord, or you confide, or you make him your refuge, you do it with all your heart. You got to do it with your feelings and with your intellect. That means you have to take the word that you're guarding, that you're protecting, that you've engraved in your spirit, and use it to bring all things concerning to your feelings and your emotions under subjection to the word of God. So when your feelings and your emotions tell you to hate, you got to love. Another thing I found out. You cannot forgive and not forget. What I mean not forget, that means you ain't never gonna, it's never gonna leave your spirit. But you have to find a way to forget it in a way so it don't affect your spirit. So it don't affect your praise and your worship in God. Amen. So if you trust in the Lord with all, confide in God, let him be your fortress in all thy feelings. That means your feelings of envy, your feelings of doubt, your feelings of hurt, your feelings of anxiety. You got to trust in God that he can deal with all of these things. Not just some of them. All of them. And lean. Look at your neighbor and say, lean. It means to support oneself unto thine own understanding. What did we say understanding was? Intellect. And we assume that our intellect is so, we are so smart, we have figured out a way around what we're going through. And you have not. What you found is a loophole that takes you into another area of what you're already experiencing. Amen. Hallelujah. Lean not. Don't support yourself or allow yourself to dictate to you how you see things and how you understand things. Here's the kicker. Lean not to thine own understanding in all things. thy ways. This is what I've been getting to anyway. I just had to go through all the rest to get to this verse. God gave me a name for this message, and I actually got it from Brother Kent Tim. He don't know it. The name of this message is Live Long and Prosper. You Trekkies know what I'm talking about. That's what it means. It means to live long and prosper. When you engrave the word of God in your heart, in your spirit, in your emotions, in your intellect, you now have the power to live long and prosper. It says, understanding in all thy, what?
Ways.
In all thy ways. Ways is talking about road or conversation or lifestyle. Here's where I got punched in the face. When it talks about ways and it talks about lifestyle, it means good and bad. We stumble, Pastor Keys, we don't praise God. We mess up, Pastor Relaford, we forget to call on him. We don't lift him up. Because we allow our intellect and our emotions and feelings to tell us that you've missed God, so why praise God? You have got to come to a place where you can glorify him in the good times as well as in the bad. You say, well, why, Pastor God? And why should I glorify God when all hell is breaking loose in my life? Why should I glorify God that I'm messed up and I'm screwed up? Why should I glorify God? Because the word of God is self-explanatory. If you lean not to your own understanding, if you don't let yourself convince you or talk you out of praising him in the good and the bad, it says if you in all thy ways acknowledge, speak to him, call upon him, exhort him, know him in all your ways, in your good ways, in your bad ways, in your helter-skelter ways, in your dilemmas, in your slip-ups, in your screw-ups, in your falls, in your mess-ups. You have to acknowledge. You have to call upon him. If you call upon him in your good times and well in your bad times, he says that he shall direct. My God, I done had to scrape myself out of some stuff. I've cried myself through some stuff. I've screamed myself through some stuff. I have done some things to get through some stuff that I have been through in the last 5 years, Brother Larry, that I was ready to give up. I was ready to take my life. I was ready to jump off a bridge anywhere to end the hurt and to end the pain and to end the agony. I was sure, I'm no pastor of your church, but I fell so flat on my face that I couldn't see what was in front of me. But I found out I had to get up and I had to keep moving. So I scraped myself up and I found a way to get up and I found a way to keep pressing, and I found a way to keep believing God, and it seems like all hell was breaking loose around me, but I found out if I call upon the name of the Lord and I say, God, you're worthy. Lord God, I know I screwed up, but you're still worthy. I made a mistake, but you're still worthy. I'm going down the wrong road, but you're still worthy. Things ain't going the way I want them to go, but you're still worthy. If you acknowledge him in all your ways, in your good ways, in your bad ways, and you'll acknowledge him, God will direct, or he will make a way of escape for you. Folks are messed up and done become shamefaced and don't know how to call on the name of the Lord. You want God to direct your path, you better call on him. The word of God says, whose glass house you live in.
All right, now.
My God. You better acknowledge him.
Yes.
In all your ways. And it says he will direct. He'll lead or he'll straight. He'll go before you and straighten out the way for you.
Yes.
But if you don't tell him.
Hallelujah.
But you know what I find out? What most problems is? We don't want to admit. We stuck in that fable land. That we ain't made a mistake. Somebody else did. Oh, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for them. You there because you there. Did nobody tell you to walk that road? Did nobody twist your arm and tell you to go there? You went there because flesh desired to be there.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Baby. I ought to write a book on what I've been through for the last 5 years. It'll be a bestseller. It'll be like a horror story. Folks say, I know he's telling the truth, but it's like a horror story. But I found God in the midst of it.
Yeah.
You better find him. You better search for him. He's standing there waiting. All you got to do is knock on the door and he'll open it for you. Bid you to come in. You got to acknowledge him in all of your ways. And he will direct your path. He'll go down before you and he'll work things out for you. But we done got so big in ourselves, we wise in our own eyes. It says, be not wise, be not so wise and so super.
Hallelujah.
I'm glad y'all said it. Super spiritual that you can't come to the realization. Okay. I'm not right, Lord, but I'm going to praise you anyway.
Hallelujah.
Because simple thing says, God inhabit. He'll inhabit your praise. He can't move if you don't praise him.
Amen.
So I'm here to tell you, if you're in hell and you don't want to praise God, stay in it. Keep on wallowing in self-pity. Feeling bad for yourself. Like you're the only one ain't got no money. You're the only one sick in your body. You're the only one that's got a crazy wife and a crazy husband or a crazy girlfriend or a crazy boyfriend. Keep on wallowing in it. Or you can say, Lord, I know things ain't right, but I thank you.
Yeah. Amen.
Watch how God work it out for you.
Hallelujah.
You better start acknowledging him in all your ways. And start leaning to your understanding and be not wise in your own spirit or in your own flesh. Because then you'll have the ability to reverence God and depart. It don't say you're going to run from it, but it say you shall shun it. The word evil was it means rea. If I'm not mistaken, Brother Tony, the word rea in the Hebrew means the ability to work mischief from within yourself. I'm going to stand here and tell you all the hell that I've been through the last 5 years, Satan had nothing to do with it. I did it myself because I thought I was doing myself a favor. I deserve this. Oh yeah, you deserved it all right, and you got exactly what you deserved. But I didn't forget to praise God. Some of y'all is some stuff and forgot to praise him. You better remember. What's it say? You better realize and recognize. God ain't going to come down and sit on your lap and whisper in your ear and say, this is what you need to do.
Yeah.
Which some of us seem to think. Okay.
Yandaria como shie lobosa, Nadia como shie, ye kere lobo shanda yaka, ye kere lobo shanda, ye kere lobo shianda, ye kere lobo shia.
For I am the Lord your God, and I have called thee, and I have established thee in my word. Continue to follow after me and recognize me, for I shall lead thee out. I shall lead thee out of the crooked places. I shall lead thee out of the hurtful places. I shall lead thee into the land of promise that I have promised thee. I shall lead thee into a land of goodness. I shall lead thee into a land of peace. But continue to follow me. Continue to recognize me in the good times, in the bad times. I am the Lord your God in the good. I am the Lord your God in the bad. So continue to recognize me. Continue to praise me. I shall bless thee. I shall keep thee. Even as thee keep the word, I shall keep thee. Keep the word. Guard the word. And I shall direct thy path. I shall cause thee to overcome. I shall cause thee to endure. I shall cause thee to improve, saith the Lord.
Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. You cannot get away from God.
Amen.
You can't get away from him. And the old saying is, the truth shall find you out. I've come to a place in life where I'm not moved by nothing I hear in this world. Whether it be in the church or out of the church. Because I understand it don't matter how spiritual, you may be able to call fire down from heaven and lay your hands on the sick and they recover. And raise folks from the dead. Eventually, you're going to have to deal with yourself.
Yeah. Yeah.
When God got sick of what they did in the garden, the word of God says he didn't turn them over to Satan. He didn't turn them over to his brother, their brothers and sisters. He didn't turn them over to their enemies, but he turned them over to themselves.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because he know in themselves they had the most power to destroy themselves. You have the ability to destroy everything that God has placed within you. But you've got to first accept responsibility for who you are, for what you want to be, and where you want to go. The mistakes you made, take it unto the Lord. And God is more than apt to forgive you. And then God will go before you and make your crooked places straight. But whatever it is you're going through, you have got to acknowledge him in them and let him know that regardless, he is still Lord. He's still King of Kings. And he's still the God of your life. Amen. And I read this. And it shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Your bones represents your substance of life. Your navel represents your flesh. Go ahead. praise thee more than most folks.
Amen.
All right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have to make the decision. It's up to us. We have to make a decision. I saw a license plate this week on the back of a young man's car. And it said, 666 Worshiper. That was on his plate. I stand enough trouble already, Sister Brenda. So I decided I would just leave my window up and act like I didn't see it. Because my first thought was to roll up next to him, blow my horn, get him to roll his window down, and let him know, if you think that 666 means you worshiping Satan, you messed up. You worshiping man. But then I could have to say, then I would have to go any deeper and say, well, I can understand that, because in order for you to think you worshiping Satan, you all in yourself anyway. So I guess you do have the right numbers on your plate. You worshiping yourself. A lot of people got 666 in their foreheads. Oh, I'm sorry. That ain't supposed to come to Revelations, is it? Realize that God is here to establish you and to help you and to strengthen you. But you've got to realize who you are in God, and that men will never forgive you. It don't matter. But God does. That's who you're running for anyway. When you get to the gates of heaven, you ain't going to say, hey, Christopher, can I come in? Because St. Christopher might be trying to get in himself. Just because they put saint on the front of somebody's name don't mean they a saint. I'm going to leave y'all alone. Amen. It is what it is. Do you know who you are? Have you acknowledged your shortcomings unto the Lord and ask him to strengthen you and to help you so that you can keep running this race? That's what this race is all about, patience.
Yeah.
Running it with patience. Because your inward man don't want you to have patience. It wants you to always be flustered, stressed out, full of anxiety, so that you can see the power of God moving in and around your life. Sometimes God has to sit you down and show you who he is. You can't tell me if you tortured me and cut off my hands and cut off my feet. You could not get me not to tell you how great God is. Because I've seen God go before me and make crooked places straight when it wasn't even his obligation to do it, because I put myself in that situation and he did. But I thanked him. Lord, if you get me out, I'll praise you for it. If you don't, I'm going to praise you anyway. And then he'll go down into your heart and see if you mean it. And if he sees that you mean it and you're sincere, then you'll see God move on hypocrites, haters, envious, folks that are jealous of you, folks that want to afflict you and persecute you. You will see God move on your behalf. and you will not have lifted a finger but to call upon his name. See, we don't take the scripture at face value. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall and every tongue shall that he is. That don't mean you got to call his name. That just means you got to represent him. Everybody stand.